A non-profit group in Greece uses small horses to provide pet therapy to sick and disabled people. But the organization is now considering its future after facing financial difficulties. The Associated Press, AP, recently met members of the group called Gentle Carousel Greece. The animals are brought to hospitals and care centers to give joy to the sick or those suffering physical limitations. The horses are bred as miniature animals and stand about 72 centimeters tall. They are specially trained to provide comfort to disabled children, sick people, or older adults. One of the horses was recently brought to a school outside Athens for children with special needs. At the school, 9-year-old Josefina Topa Mazuk seemed drawn to a small gray horse. She ended up leading the animal down a school hallway. The horse, named Ivy, stood no taller than the girl's pink wheelchair. "I really want them to come again," Josefina told the AP about Ivy and another visiting horse, Calypso. "They made me feel really happy," she added. Ivy and Calypso are two of 9 miniature horses provided by the nonprofit group. The organization is linked to an American group called Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses. The U.S. group is based in Ocala, Florida. The organization said the horses complete at least 2 years of training. They are taught how to work in confined environments with children and adults with special health needs. Caregivers say the horses provide a form of pet therapy that offers valuable social interactions and new learning experiences. But the leader of the Greek organization says her group has been financially struggling in recent years. Gentle Carousel Greece is run by 68-year-old Mina Karagiani. She said she now performs most of the group's duties herself. Karagiani also finances the group and cares for the 9 miniature horses, mostly by herself. Karagiani also told the AP she learned about the Florida-based organization over the internet while she was searching for information on a pony she had rescued. After learning about the group's activities, she got the idea to start her own operation. "I was touched, and I was moved, and I said, 'Okay, we have to bring this to Greece,'" Karagiani said. So she decided to make changes to her land to be able to care for the horses. She said she turned her property into what she calls a magic garden. She has everything she needs to care for the horses. She also runs a small restaurant and party area. Karagiani launched her Greek group in 2014. She said the organization has served about 12,000 children since it began until the pandemic led to restrictions in 2020. The pandemic caused financial pressures, and Karagiani herself faced a medical problem that hurt her ability to run the group. "I'm just starting to get myself back together again now," she told the AP. "With a lot of financial difficulties, but what can I do? I'm trying." Karagiani said she had contacted businesses and nonprofit groups about financial help, but has not been successful. She plans to continue to seek help. "I'm making superhuman efforts," Karagiani said. "I'm doing what I can, but I can't do it alone," she added. Karagiani said she keeps going because she sees the great benefits the children and adults receive from the animals. At the special needs school, teacher Eleni Volokaki said she sees incredible reactions from the children. It's like something awakens their senses. Volokaki noted the horses can often get students to make more progress than with other therapy methods. "We saw things we didn't expect," she said. "We saw children with autism, or children who are generally afraid of animals, coming very close, letting the horses get close to them," Volokaki added. I'm Brian Lynn.